Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. Today, our Managing Director, Dhanush Ganglani, spoke to Paul Resch, the founder and CEO of Valutico. Today, our Managing Director, Dhanush Ganglani, spoke to Paul Resch, the founder and CEO of Valutico. Listeners, Paul discusses why he started Valutico, the importance of getting a proper business valuation, how Valutico helps business buyers and sellers save time and money, our upcoming masterclass, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about Valutico right here on Eden Exchanges.
Hi everyone, welcome to Eden Exchange and thank you for joining me. I'm particularly excited today because I have someone very special joining us on this podcast. I'd like to introduce everybody to Paul Resch from Valutico. He is the CEO and founder of Valutico. And this is an exciting platform that we have been working with for the last more than a year or so with this product and the platform, and have done some great work with this with a number of our clients. And this is a great opportunity to have a chat with Paul. Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dhanush. Thank you very much for having me. Excited to be here today.
It's a pleasure. Paul, and tell us, which part of the world are you in right now?
So I'm usually based in Vienna, Europe, but at the moment I am at a conference in Portugal.
In Portugal, nice.
I wish I could report great weather, but it's been raining the last 2 days, so I haven't even left the hotel.
Well, even for us here in Melbourne, it's been raining and cold, so I think we share that in common, Paul.
Very good.
So Paul, let's start off with some exploratory questions. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and give our listeners a little bit of an insight into what made you start and what the inspiration behind Valutico was?
Certainly. So I started my career in investment banking, mergers and acquisitions, where I worked for one of the large investment banks. And I did many, many valuations as part of my job, as a junior analyst. I don't know, maybe hundreds of valuations, always the old-fashioned way. Spreadsheets where you build complex models, you combine that with market data, you tweak your results, you transfer everything to a PowerPoint slide, and then you're done. Right? So it's a very, very tedious process, very slow, very error-prone also, prone to human error, especially. And I just thought there has to be a better way to do, valuations. And so about 7-8 years ago, we started to build what eventually became Valutico. That's basically my motivation to start Valutico. I felt the pain myself as a user, and I thought there has to be a better way.
Yeah, I think I speak from that point of view as well, where I've done a few valuations, and the inflexibility to manage the valuation process, especially with spreadsheets, etc., and cumbersome ones at that, used to be very challenging.
Right.
So I completely subscribe to that. But Paul, are you able to sort of give us an insight into how do you see this benefiting owners who are, looking at selling now? And how does this become a great opportunity for even people who are potentially owners that are looking at either buying a business as well that could use Valutico?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the main things in, buying or selling businesses is price discovery, right? Obviously, the sellers want to sell for a very large number. Buyers want to buy for a relatively low number. And then you have to find some common ground in between. And this is exactly where Valutico comes in. It's a tool that by standardizing the processes, ideally both buyers and sellers can agree to, and you get what is ideally an objective price, right? A fair value for the business. And we've basically built it that way. We're helping today advisors, but also investors themselves, right? Do price discovery in a better way. I think that's the main way how we can help buyers and sellers. And ideally, we want to be as close as possible to them, which is why we're also so excited about the partnership with Eden Exchange. I think we'll talk about it a bit more later. The idea of integrating our solution directly in a marketplace like Eden Exchange is really exciting.
Yeah. And as you're looking at this component to help buyers and sellers have the opportunity to now assess a business and do that price discovery, as you talk about, what's the one functionality you think Valutico's platform that you believe can be best help for them in making those smart decisions? And I'm assuming the answer might be the obvious one.
I think that the real big benefit is what I said, that it standardizes the process. Right? That you don't have to agree on the process anymore, that you don't have to agree on methodologies anymore, but that all you have to do is agree on one tool. Right? And the system can make a lot of recommendations even in the absence of detailed data. It can just fill the gaps by essentially looking at comparable situations. And these sort of recommender systems that we built, I think, are a key component for that.
And Paul, isn't this data driven as well? So wouldn't you think one of the functionalities that this provides, or feature, if you might call it, is the ability to provide you data from data sets of transactions or potential transactions both in the public and unlisted space globally?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't just automate the workflows, we connect directly with all the relevant databases. Data is king, right? Especially in private markets. You need a lot of it. You need it at your fingertips. You don't want to have to search for it in various different databases. You know, this sort of information is very, very fragmented at the moment. We bring it all together. So as a client, as a buyer or a seller, you don't actually have to do any of this. Right? The platform gets that data for you. It enriches the data. It normalizes and standardizes the data, and it brings it all together at your fingertips.
Yeah. And so for someone that's looking at buying a business, and if we just put our buyer's hat on, and the biggest thing for a buyer when he's looking at a business and is almost getting to the point where you think a buyer and a seller have reached that middle ground where both have accepted the fair value of that business, how do you think ValueTico could help a buyer, say, in the due diligence process?
Valuation, right? We focus on the valuation, right? We have had some conversations whether we could also, you know, extend what we do to, further stages of the M&A value chain, right? And due diligence is an obvious one. I think there are some really, really interesting opportunities rising now with the emergence of large language models and AI. They're very good at crunching data, not just numbers, but, you know, also qualitative information at a large scale. And so I think, you know, I'm not sure who's going to build it, but I'm pretty sure somebody's going to build it. I don't think due diligence will be something that people will do manually, right, in 5 or 10 years down the road. So at the moment, we can only help with the valuation part, but let's see.
I think in due diligence as well, the ability to look at your valuations and the assumptions, right, that drive valuations. Usually, from my experience, you'll always look at building a valuation model that's centrally driven by the assumptions you actually make around that business and also some of the assumptions that you're making on the key drivers of that business.
Right.
And I would think that in a due diligence process, using the ValueTico tool, you can go back and revisit some of those assumptions as you work your way through the due diligence.
Right.
That can allow you to see whether there's potential upsides or downsides or risks that may be associated just through that ValueTico tool that will allow you to see you started with this business here and valued it at X based on these assumptions. And then, you know, as you go through the due diligence process, you can test those assumptions. And if some of them carry, it helps you with the valuation, I would think. And if it didn't carry, mm-hmm. you can almost go back and readjust those assumptions or drivers in the platform, and it'll give you a whole different number, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. The outcome of a due diligence shouldn't just be a go, no-go decision, right? It should definitely inform your valuation, right? I mean, typically in these processes, you have, you know, what's called a non-binding bid, right? Where you just come up with basically some assumptions outside in. Then you go into due diligence, as you know, and then ultimately you adjust your valuation, right? Like you said, based on the due diligence findings, right? Do my assumptions around growth still hold, right? Or margins, right? Or all these little details that go into any valuations have to be confirmed through due diligence. By the way, that's just part of it, right? I mean, due diligence is more than just the financials, right? I mean, we're talking also about legal and compliance topics, operational aspects, right? Customer market analysis, and so on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. And on that note, with the experience you have around valuations and transactions and due diligence, mm-hmm. and you look at that buying and selling process with so many firms at so many buyers and sellers, what's some of the common mistakes that you've seen and some of the most common mistakes you see buyers or sellers making?
Oh, where do I start? I mean, I think it really depends on the size of the business. But I guess there are some common things. I mean, insufficient due diligence is one of them, right? And I'd say even the biggest one, right? Mm. There is the topic of cultural fit. I think that's a really important one that's often ignored, right? Can you work with the people of the company that you buy, right? Or, you know, in the case of sellers, can you work with the buyers? I'd say a big topic is also maybe overlooking, market trends, industry trends, right? Buying into businesses that maybe look good now, but maybe not so good in the future. That's definitely a big one. Mm. I'd say the topic of synergies, right? If you're, you know, if this is, we're talking about bigger transactions now, right? Synergies are not usually relevant when a mom and pop shop is bought, but, you know, with bigger transactions, synergies, overestimating those synergies, that's something you see a lot. Yeah, I think that's what I can think of at the moment. Maybe from a buyer perspective, you know, overvaluing the business, that's a common mistake that sort of brings together all the points I mentioned above, just the wrong assumptions.
Yeah, I think sometimes it might be the over-optimism that a buyer might bring.
Yeah. Absolutely.
To evaluate.
People get excited. Huh?
That can sometimes be a common mistake. And I think something like ValueTico allowing you to be able to get data to help make sense of the over-optimism that one might bring to a valuation could be a great benefit. I think this platform would be able to solve for a lot of them. I think even for sellers, you know, because sellers also come with tremendous amount of also overvalue what their expectations are of what a business should sell. But when you get data to support transactions that are in that same sector mm-hmm. and what they drive, allows you to taper that. And I think this in itself of, you know, information that gets shared to both parties will essentially help both parties bridge the gap, really, which is really what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to help two parties
yeah.
make sense of a business and then reach a point where they can actually transact.
Yeah.
And I think this would help that, because the data that I understand is behind Valutico will be a big problem solver for a lot of them. When you're looking at ongoing support and training for Valutico, can you shed a little bit of light around how you guys provide ongoing support, training, you know, especially, Paul, if you're looking at some of the businesses, like the business owners that might not be looking at the large transaction, but are looking at more smaller transactions. And I understand that would be very important for a lot of our listeners as well, that may not be as savvy like the ones who've worked in banks and done hundreds of valuations, but are really looking at running their little business through a valuation tool that gives them the same experience, but without needing that expertise.
Love that question. Thank you for giving me that one, because that's something that our clients frequently point out that they really like about Valutico. So our support goes above and beyond what normal technical support would do. We employ a team of valuation experts at Valutico around the world. So we have 24/7 coverage, or 24/5, I should say, and they can help with valuations. Right, so we have a chat interface in the platform. You can ask our experts to review valuations that you have done in Valutico, or you can even ask us to do entire valuations for you if you don't have the capacity at the moment. And it's also part of our mission statement, right? We want to leverage technology, data, and superior customer support to help people with these things, and something we're very proud of. I call it the special forces within Valutico, these guys, because they can help out everywhere. Yeah.
And you know, Paul, that's actually really refreshing for our listeners to listen to, because, you know, one of the biggest challenges we've seen is a lot of platforms will pretend to give you these valuation tools that you can go out to value your business. And really, at best, they're rudimentary, very basic, driven by, you know, silly assumptions that give you a real wide range of valuations that sometimes a business owner themselves can look at it and say, this is absolute nonsense. And I can tell you a lot of that out there, and there are a lot of people that do this. Why I particularly like this is that there is, and I'd encourage our listeners to actually go into Eden Exchange, sign up, because we'd like you to sign up so we genuinely start to know who you are a little bit before you get to experience the tool. And that's one of our ways of making sure we're getting quality versus quantity in what we're trying to do. And the flow that you really have in the Valutico on our platform is the simple basic flow that I think anybody who's not even trained in valuations can just follow a few easy steps and get an indicative, and I can tell you a very good indicative valuation. But what you just said there, Paul, is one of the most amazing things as well, is that our listeners who are keen on taking their valuation a little bit further, or if they get, you know, if they progress down the track to seriously attracting offers, or to seriously look at getting seller ready, or even for buyers who are now seriously considering to put an offer out there, they can contact us at Eden Exchange, and through our partnership, we can look at facilitating more detailed valuations through what you've just said is your world-class ongoing support to actually help users get a detailed valuation. And all of this without the fuss of trying to find a big advisor, or without the fuss of trying to find someone and spend thousands of dollars for a valuation. I think that's a tremendous capability. So you're right, Paul. I think that's the jewel of the crown of what you have to offer.
Great summary, Danush. 100%. What I'd like to add is that, you know, that simplified flow that we built into Eden Exchange, right, is still powered by the same technology in the background, right? So, you know, we have our core tool, which is aimed at, you know, the professionals, right, the investment bankers, the M&A advisors, the private equity people, and so on, tax and audit people. They use our tool. That gives them all the features. And then we have that simplified version that you guys and your clients are using, that is, but essentially powered by the same technology, but much, much simpler.
Yeah, and I think that's the most amazing part, Paul, because for people to get comfort around this, and this is the key endorsement behind the partnership and why we believe this adds value, is if you know advisors in the top end of town are using this platform to drive their valuations, and you're using a version that drives a valuation from the same data, it essentially should give you great comfort to know the quality of what you're getting versus all these pretentious platform-based valuations that literally ask you for two or three key criteria and then give you a very broad-based valuation. This is more data-driven, scientific, best practice, and used by a number of advisors. I mean, Paul, just give the listeners an insight of the coverage you have in Valutico across the number of countries that Valutico is actually being used.
So on the professional user side, we work with roughly 650 clients around the world in 85 countries, which makes me intensely proud, right? Because, you know, we always aspire to become a global solution with what we do, the global market leader. And I think we're really on track. And those clients, they come from a wide range of fields, right? Mostly advisors, right? As I said, in M&A, in corporate finance, in investment banking, tax and audit, accounting, then also private equity, venture capital firms, some corporates, and also a handful of very large banks that use us.
That's amazing, Paul. And I think that becomes such a great proposition for listeners, you know, who want to come into the Eden Exchange, start to do a bit of deal origination work, as in start to look for businesses that interest them, want to look at certain metrics within a business that they are particularly looking for. Coupled with that, they get to take those variables, plug it into the Valutico flow that's within our platform, and then start to get indicative pricing on a broad range of sectors, as well as getting an indicative valuation on that particular interest they may have. And we all know this, that, you know, you go through many businesses, but you eventually settle on one particular one. And then you have the opportunity to go, when you actually settle on that one, to actually go through a much more detailed valuation. I think it's fabulous. And 85 countries, Paul, that's amazing. So if someone wants to look at the street cred you have, 85 countries in my books adds enough street cred to say that, and 650 clients across so many advisors, banks, etc. I think, to me, ability to offer this to our community makes us tremendously proud.
Great to be part of this. Thanks for joining with us, joining forces with us, Danush.
Thanks, Paul, for joining us and sharing this insight. And thank you for taking the time. I'd like to finally just close by thanking everybody for tuning in and taking their time out of their busy days to listen to this. And I hope that you do go in, log in. I encourage you to please log in to Eden Exchange. We ask you a few basic questions to onboard you, and then it's absolutely available for you to go in. And we offer a 30-day free trial on these products. So anybody who's looking at just saying, I want to just go and check it out, we welcome you to do that. You can go in, sign up. It's 30 days for free, and run a valuation, explore the platform. And if you want to look at this in far greater detail, I'd love to encourage you to come in for our masterclass. Our masterclass is also with Paul, where we have a much deeper dive in exploring the valuation process, exploring the buying and selling journey. And hopefully we're able to share with you some great insights into what might assist you on your next buy or your next sell. And I am firmly confident that you will get tremendous value. I look forward to seeing you on the acquisition journey. So thank you for that. And Paul, once again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Paul Resch. It was a pleasure learning about Valutico and how you're changing the way people can access business valuations. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about getting their business valued, click the link below to sign up for our upcoming masterclass with Valutico on Thursday, November 16th. It's a chance to learn more about our partnership with Valutico, and you'll also get an insight into the state of the market. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Paul Resch, who is the founder and CEO of Valutico. To find out more about our partnership with Valutico, or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the business buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.